This is 98.1 ParaFam. You're hanging out with Dana for breakfast this morning. Now, we did have the release of the budget last night. We want to know, what are the details? How is it actually going to affect us here in the Hunter Valley? And I've got our journo, Trav, on the line. How are you going, mate?
Going all right, Dana. I tell you what, I've had the calculator out. It's doing my head in. I need some Panadol and another coffee.
Well, you're going to have to last the rest of the day for us. Give us the budget wrap. So there's a big wad of cash that's coming at us here in the Hunter Valley. Where is that allocated and what is it for?
$750 million the Deputy PM is spruiking for the Hunter. Just under $269 million of that will go towards building the New England Highway bypass to Muswellbrook, which is fantastic news if it all happens. And $100 million has been included to support pre-final investment decision activities and early works to make the Port of Newcastle hydrogen ready, because hydrogen is the new frontier, and Newcastle is well and truly in the mix, and also the Illawarra as well. They're making big moves to become hydrogen ready as well.
That's going to be huge for us, because it does mean employment continues here in the Hunter Valley when it comes to electricity.
It does. Look, it's another alternative. And the other thing that you read about, and I mean, it's still a long time away, but hydrogen-powered vehicles. There are a number of organisations along the East Coast that are looking at developing hydrogen vehicles. I mean, at some point in time, Dana, we will most likely be driving hydrogen vehicles. And I tell you what, it'd be hopefully cheaper than what we're pumping into our vehicles at the moment when it comes to fuel. But the federal government is going to provide us with some love.
Yes, absolutely. So what does that mean? I mean, we're pumping money into our roads here in the Hunter Valley, into the port in Newcastle. But what does it actually mean for us as individuals and families?
Well, on the fuel, they're going to cut the excise in half for the next 6 months, which means if you're driving along and see petrol that you put in your car, the type of petrol at, you know, $2.20 a litre, they're going to shave 22 cents off it, okay, for the next 6 months. We will see those changes come across the place in the next week or two, and the government's saying that servos will be monitored to make sure that they play ball. So let's hope that they do, because that will be welcomed. There's a $420 cost of living tax offset for low and middle income earners, which will be welcomed. So that means that people already receiving it will now receive up to $1,500 for individuals and $3,000 for couples from July 1st. So tax time should be a little bit better for most of us. But the cost of living has gone up dramatically throughout the pandemic. And what they're going to do as well, probably not enough, but it's something, because so much money has been invested into dealing with the pandemic, that there'll be a one-off $250 payment for eligible welfare recipients as well. So, look, there is a bit of cost of living relief, but the bottom line is, and Labor will come out and say this, that it's not far enough and it's Band-Aid solutions. But, you know, the government, all governments have had to spend big in the last couple of years to deal with the pandemic. And you've got to wonder just how much money is actually in the cake tin.
Absolutely. So it's going to be hopefully a bit of a Band-Aid solution. But you're right, the right of reply is coming out from Labor tonight. Is that right? There are their budget
night
details?
Thursday night. Anthony Albanese will outline his budget reply on Thursday night. And I've actually got some good mail this morning that now that the federal budget has been handed down, Scott Morrison is very heavily tipped to either call the election this weekend or the following weekend, which means that it'll most likely be held on May 14 or the very last date it can be held, which is May 21st.
Okay, all those details coming from our journalist, Travis Winks. Thanks so much for getting us across the latest, mate.
Catch you in the news shortly.